are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So every woman has the power to leave a mark that inspires future generations, whether through nurturing relationships, pursuing a purposeful career, or advocating for change. Building a legacy means living intentionally today. So let's explore how women can craft stories of impact that echo across generations, rooted in faith, values, as well as vision. And we are joined on the line once again by Sister Claire, who's going to be helping us with this one. Sister Claire Murubuanj.
When are we finding? Good morning.
Terrific. I caught you off guard, ne?
I wish I could teach your language, hey?
Don't worry, I will teach you. I will teach you, yeah. And you will know it. Thank you so much, Sis Claire, for coming through to speak to us once again. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Okay, we pray. Our kind and gracious Father who is in heaven, we thank you for this beautiful morning that you have given us. Even as we dive into the discussion for today, we ask for your wisdom. We ask for knowledge, Father God. May you shine the light of righteousness upon us. It is your Son, Jesus Christ, that we pray with thanksgiving to our hearts. Amen.
Amen and amen. Leaving a legacy, I think it's something that I do ask myself, is there a legacy that if I were to go tomorrow, I would have left? Anyway, we do not know. So we will see, but we will get through it together, right? And do something, right? So what does it mean, though, leaving a legacy? How can we start thinking about it early? I think me and you, for example, we are still very young. But, how can we now, start thinking about leaving that legacy, also with the fact that we don't know what tomorrow holds or when we are going to go to sleep, but what does it mean? How can we start thinking about it so early? And what does that legacy actually mean?
Okay, so like you said, you keep thinking to say, what are people going to say I left when I'm gone?
Mm.
When you think about that, then you begin to think in those lines to say, I think I should start working on my legacy, leaving a legacy.
Mm.
I need to start thinking about that. So in simple terms, we talk about building a legacy as creating a positive impact.
Mm-hmm.
So it cannot just be a positive impact, but it should be a lasting one. Something that you create memories that will transcend you even after your lifetime. You are gone, but people still live up to that legacy that you have left.
Mm.
So it's not more about doing things for yourself and just you, but the impact affects other people out there.
Okay.
So it can be an individual legacy, it can be professional, it can be a family, but what matters is the impact that you leave for the people that are after you.
Mm.
So you leave something that is tangible, something that people can talk about, something that people can benefit from what you have done. Now, that is what I would call building a legacy. So there's no legacy in just sitting and nobody knows about what you're doing. You just sit there and then you're gone. People even forget you in 2 minutes. Okay, we've buried this one. But when you leave a legacy, it keeps on. Even when you're gone, years and years, people benefit from that. Then how can you start early? How can you start thinking about this early?
Hmm.
So you can only think about something if you want to achieve something in life. So you can start thinking about leaving a legacy by setting goals.
Mm.
So when you set goals, you know to say, with these goals that I've set, at the end of everything, I need to achieve this and that.
Mm.
So when you set goals, you envision your desired impact to say, okay, what impact do I want to bring in this world? What impact do I want to bring in my family? What impact do I want to bring in my professional life? So when you start thinking in those lines, you're thinking of leaving a legacy, because when you leave an impact, it will actually affect people, the positive impact that will benefit a lot of people. So by doing that, you even begin to, develop a personal mission statement.
Mm.
So by developing that, you remain focused. When you have goals in life, you want to achieve a lot of things. And there are so many strategies that can come along when you want to achieve that thing that you want to achieve. But when you set that mission statement for yourself to say, this is what I want to do. It clarifies the purpose and objectives.
Mm.
So it will clarify your purpose, and you won't wander around trying to get so many things, so many strategies, everything that comes your way you want to grab because you want to achieve those goals. But when you set yourself, you focus and you clarify, you say, okay, this is what I want to achieve, and this is the line in which I will go.
Mm.
So how do you even start? Also, by starting early, when you want to leave a legacy, you start by building relationships. But not just relationships, but meaningful relationships.
Yeah.
You know, this is a time when you have to start nurturing networks, and you also have to mentor friendship. You begin to have mentorships, even the friendships that you have. So this is the time at the early stage of leaving a legacy.
Yeah.
So it's not about just having friendships, just having friends and all, but it has to be meaningful friendships. So you get to network. The kind of friends that you have, can they help you network with people that can actually fund your project that you're thinking about? Can you find possible funds with the association that you have? So when you start thinking earlier about leaving a legacy, these are some of the things that you're supposed to do. And by doing that, you begin to pursue your passion. Mm. So you have friends that encourage you to do this. You have identified your mission. You have your goals written down. Then you pursue that passion that you have.
Yeah.
So you engage. And how do you do that? You have to engage in activities, hobbies, or careers that are aligned with the passion that you have. So it's something that you have to do deliberately. It's intentional. Like you say, it should be intentional. It doesn't come as an accident.
Mm.
So you work on it. You write down your goals. And we begin, okay, this is what I want to do. By the end of everything, I want to achieve this. I want to do this and that. And then you align everything intentionally for you to achieve and leave a legacy.
So how can we ensure, you know, that this legacy, you know, you talk about alignment, we are aligning it, yeah, but how do we make sure, you know, these women ensure that the legacy that they have left, right, it reflects, you know, their values and their faith? You know, so for example, some people will leave a legacy that, oh, you know, this one was very generous, you know, she was doing charitable work, but in that charitable work are we seeing Jesus or we are seeing you? You know, so that's charity work that we do for us. So how do we make sure that whatever that we are living, it we actually are able to see, you know, your faith, your values, we are even able to see Jesus' hand in that legacy?
That's a very good question and very important question. So as you begin your journey of leaving a legacy, you need to be intentional about it. Yeah, we've said that. And at the early stage, as you think of building, you need to have principles that guide you.
Mm.
So in doing that, you will not be swayed by any other thing that comes. You know, to say, what guides me is this. Mm. You need to know your values. So when you know your values and where you stand, you will definitely be able to ensure that, you know, your legacy and everything that you leave reflects that which you stand for. So when you look at the values and faith and the principles of what you hold on to, and then you also look at the legacy that you want to leave, do they align? You know, the outcome of what you want to achieve, does it align with your values and everything? So when you think of building a legacy, you need to hold on. And it's something that has to do with discipline. You need to be disciplined. Mm. Because it's easy to want people to see you doing the work. But again, you forget to say you cannot do that without God.
Yes.
I think that's one thing that should come in our mind, to say everything that we are, everything that we do, is not by our own means, our own power, but there's the power of God that works within us.
Yeah.
And so when you forget God, then you forget the cause of that achievement that you are in.
Mm.
You forget to say this is not my own doing. This is there's a God, there's a power that is has been working. So when you forget God, then you've really lost it.
Mm.
Because without God, you cannot achieve anything. And so even as you build your legacy, you need to review who God is to the people that you're living that for. So you need to preach God even as you leave your legacy. Money and everything, the being famous and the fame should not keep us away from doing what God requires us to do. So God requires us to preach him, to preach the good news to other people. So even as we achieve all these things that we're achieving, we need to put God first.
I love that. You know, God first and everything after. So, you know, what are some of those challenges that women face when they are leaving a legacy or trying to leave a legacy, you know, and how can they overcome, you know, those challenges? You know that we often say it's a men's world, you know, maybe that's one of the challenges, but what are those challenges and how can we overcome them?
Okay, so like you said, most of the things you say, no, maybe men can only be the people that achieve these bigger things, and and that instills fear in us. So I'll say fear and fear of failure and lack of confidence. So I know each and every one of us has that thing that they want to achieve in life, but because we fear to fail, you know, what if I start, you know, those questions, what if I do this and it doesn't work out, I'll just lose my resources, you know, my time, waste my time, I'd rather just sit in my corner and just wait for time, you know. And that's what draws us back. So we lack the confidence. Most of the people that have made it out there, of course, they've had the fear to say, okay, what if it doesn't work? But the confidence keeps pushing them to say, okay, you look beyond your fear. You really need to look beyond your fears. Everyone has fears. I'm afraid of doing some things, trying out new things, but we need to look beyond the fear that we have. We need to have the confidence to say, okay, yes, I'm afraid of doing this, but what if this thing is achievable? What if I achieve? How many lives am I going to change because of what this thing that I want to do? So if you let fear rule and you just be there to say, okay, I'm afraid I won't achieve this, then you won't achieve it. So another thing that challenges women to face, women face when leaving a legacy, is the access to resources.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can have an idea to say, okay, I think I need to do this, and if I do this, the outcome will be this, but where to find the resources? You don't have, you have no means, like there are no connections, there's no funding. So then with your idea rotting, so okay, I have this idea, where to find the resources, I don't know. So those are some of the challenges that that women face, and like we said, when we in the early stage of planning, you need to be intentional. Look for people that can help you. You know, you find mentorship, networking. If you don't do that in the early stage of thinking of leaving a legacy, then you have challenges going onwards.
Yeah,
because you have networks, you have no funds. Definitely, you have no resources to bring out that idea that you have. And the other thing is lack of planning.
Yes.
So you need to plan. Leaving a legacy is not by mistake. You need to be deliberate by doing that. You have to plan on how you're going to leave that legacy. You need to plan, who am I supposed to meet? What am I supposed to do? Which people are supposed to work with me for me to achieve this? All that is in planning. So if you don't plan, then you face a challenge. And these are some of the challenges that women face when leaving a legacy.
And it becomes a lot, hey. And sometimes when we are planning, we forget to also plan up for, you know, to see the SWOT, to do a SWOT analysis on ourselves, that these are the threats. You know, as I'm planning, these are the threats. I might fall pregnant. I might need to do this. I might need to do that. We sometimes don't take those other things into consideration.
And then all these challenges, then you also have to overcome them, you know. So for you to overcome those challenges, you have to be persistent. I said, you have to look beyond your fears. So you also need to seek supportive networks and mentorship. So from all those challenges, I think the opposite should be on how to overcome those challenges. So if you don't set goals, you have to start setting goals.
Yeah.
You plan. You set clear objectives to say, okay, by the end of this, I need to achieve this. And also by doing that, you also set strategies on how you do things.
And you know, the other time you spoke about, you know, issues of connections, resources, and everything else. Looking at mentorship, you know, what role can it play? On passing a legacy, you know, to future generations. So if I mentor you, for example, already I have the connections, I have the resources, right? Would that be something like that that would help? Or is like, hey, no, man, you're on your own. Start your own thing.
Okay. So when we, like I said, you have your own resources, and then someone can, you know, when you mentor someone, mentorship plays a very big role. When you mentor someone, you are empowering them. How? You are giving them the knowledge.
Okay.
So it's not about sometimes it's all about giving someone the resources that you have for them to leave a legacy, but you empower them with the knowledge and on how to get those networks that can make them achieve what they want to do. So mentorship plays a very big role. It gives empowerment, and you know, the mentees, someone that you mentor, will carry on that legacy, and it transfers guidance and support. So mentorship guides someone on how to achieve their goal. So you cannot achieve anything by yourself. That's very impossible. You need people around. You need people that are empowered with that. You need people that are well experienced in that which you want to do. So you need help. So mentorship plays a very big role because it guides and it supports those people that are, you know, are upcoming people that want to leave a legacy. So when you have someone that has had the power and the knowledge and experience in that field that you want to do, or with that legacy that you want to leave, that idea that you have, you better go to that person so that they mentor you. They give you the knowledge, they empower you with the knowledge and the resources that you need, because you cannot survive on your own. You need people around. You need people that are experienced. Yes.
So when we look at the Bible, you know, as we wrap up, Sister Claire, which women can we say, Yabona, this one, they actually left a legacy that we can look at saying, oh, this one left a legacy like this. Maybe I could study that person better, you know, so maybe I can get some inspirations. But whom are those women when we're looking at them in the Bible?
Okay, so when you look at, I'll go with Deborah. When you look at the time when there was no courage. At that time, courage was very rare. And we see her rising to lead an entire nation to victory. So from the story of how we see how courage and obedience to God leaves a lasting impact. So when you read about the story of Deborah, we could see to say, at that time, people were afraid and they were more like doomed. They didn't know if they were going to survive or not. But because she was obedient to God and because of her courage, God used her and they became a victorious nation. Let's talk of Ruth. I mean, talk of Esther. With her courage and faith in God, she was able to save the Israelites. And so we could see how courage can live an impactive, can be impactive in our lives and in the lives of others. When you are very courageous, when you are faithful, when you are obedient to God, God will use you to leave a legacy of faith, a legacy of courage to those that are following you. So these are some of the people that should encourage us to say, as you leave a legacy, you don't have to be afraid of failure. Of course, these are people that didn't know the outcome of everything. They were not really, the outcome was not really clear. But because they were obedient and they had the faith. So sometimes leaving a legacy doesn't mean you have everything clearly drawn to you to say, okay, this is how you're going to move. But with the faith and the courage that they had, everything was a success. And so this should speak to us to say, when you want to leave a legacy, yes, there will be fears, there will be obstacles, but you need to be courageous and have faith in God and trust God with everything. And everything will just be aligned in the way it should be. So you need to trust God. So we also look at another woman, of course, not from the Bible, but it's another great woman that, you know, left a very good legacy. And this is Catherine the Great. Okay, yes, this is the Russia's greatest empress. So this is a woman, despite of what people talked about her, despite of the names that she was given, but this is a woman that focused on transforming Russia. When you read through, you see how she transformed Russia. She expanded Russia's territory. This is a great woman that puts Russia on the world stage. So when you read through all these great women, they should give us the courage to say, we can achieve things when we are focused. We can achieve things when you plan for them. We can achieve things when you are obedient to God. We can achieve things when you are faithful to God. And above all, let us put everything in God's hands and everything will be achievable.
That is true. That is true. Hey, we are having a comment here that is coming through. Let me just quickly read it from our sister. She's come back, you know. She's been missing from my show from quite a while. But anyway, it says here, you know, it's very possible to leave a negative legacy. And while we have the power to choose, it suffices to choose a positive impact or a legacy. You know, legacy is so personal to everyone because it gives oneself awareness to know what to do, when to do it, and why they do it. Overall, my personal motivation to legacy is to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. Oh, this is my thought. Yeah, I think that's the one part there, that at the end of the day, we may leave it a legacy. People might be clapping for us that, yo, look at this person, you know, they are remembered throughout the generations. But
yes,
if God does, yeah, if God doesn't say, well done, my good and faithful servant, well, yeah, it's another issue there.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, ne? So as we wrap up, Sister Clea, I'm going to ask that please do pray for the women that, you know, we may leave good, lasting legacies and things that are going to, at the end of the day, we are hearing this comment from the Lord saying that, well done, my good and faithful servant.
Okay, we are praying. We thank you, Lord, for this good discussion that you have given us today. How we pray, Heavenly Father, that you may direct us in the way to go. Even as we plan to leave a legacy in this world, may it be a legacy that is in line with your ways, Jehovah. We pray and ask, Jehovah, that you may be the one to guide us. May it be a positive impact to the people around. May it be a positive legacy that will be pleasing in your eyes. Let your will be done in everything that we do. It is for Saint Jesus we pray with thanksgiving to our hearts. Amen.
Amen and amen. Sister Claire, thank you so much. I think this is the last time we are speaking this year. Till we speak again next year.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye, sis.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.